USA News, I'm Tim Berg. U.S. Central Command says at least three service members were killed and 25 soldiers were injured in a drone attack on a base in northeast Jordan. President Biden saying on Sunday, while we are still gathering the facts of this attack, we know it was carried out by radical Iran-backed militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq. In the latest string of arson attacks in what has been part of Antifa-linked Stop the City activist movement, equipment of a construction company that is involved in building Atlanta's new public safety training center was burned at a townhome construction site. The training center has been dubbed Cop City by activists who oppose it. The arson attacks have cost nearly $10 million in damage to the state, and similar attacks in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York have been traced back to the Stop Cop City movement. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.